Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm number 115. 115 and verses 1 to 7. Psalm 115. Not unto us, Lord, not to us, but do thou glory take unto thy name, even for thy truth and for thy mercy's sake. Psalm 115, opening verses 1 to 7. Let us read first of all in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16. In Matthew chapter 16, and reading from verse 13, this famous incident in Caesarea Philippi. In Matthew chapter 16 at verse 13, when Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." But he said unto them, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee." But he turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offence unto me, for thou savourest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily, verily, I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would always listen to Christ, whatever he says to us, that we would pay attention to his warnings, to his entreaties, to his directions, to his emphasis upon the necessity of entering the kingdom, the necessity of a new birth, the necessity of cross-bearing, the necessity of saving our soul, even if it means giving up the whole world. What shall it profit a man if he gains the world and loses his own soul? Or what then shall a man give in exchange for his soul? These are solemn words that have been presented to us again, O God, and they do come from the lips of Christ, as he was reminding his early disciples on that famous occasion that he would suffer many things and on the third day he would rise again from the dead. And the great affirmation that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that on this rock, this confession, he would build his church and the gates of hell, Hades, the evil powers would never prevail against it. And so once again we are challenged by these essential ingredients of the gospel. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that as we are confronted with these issues again, that we would recognize that these are the important issues and everything else is of a secondary nature. And we do confess, O God, that we tend to put secondary things first and put the great priorities into second places. And so often we do seek the kingdom, but not first of all. We seek the kingdom after we have sought our own kingdom and so many other kinds of kingdoms. And sometimes, O God, we confess that the kingdom of God is perhaps a way down in our list of practical priorities. And yet this is the great issue. And when life in this world is over and eternity faces us and we enter into that world beyond, nothing is more important than being in the kingdom of God, our soul, safe in the gospel message by the work of Christ. And so, Heavenly Father, help us this afternoon again as we gather around the scriptures to learn that things are in Christ's control, that the church is in his hand. The gates of hell and Hades will never be able to destroy it, and indeed never be able to resist its overtures and its mercy and its offers of grace and its expansion to the ends of the earth, because this gospel shall be preached in all the world before the end comes, and the church of Jesus Christ will be composed of every nation, kindred and tongue, finally gathered together in that great and glorious place, the kingdom of God, the new Jerusalem, the new creation, that place that God has prepared for all who will believe in him. So we give thanks this afternoon, O God, for another opportunity to have the scriptures open before us, to know something of the communion of the saints on the Lord's Day. And we acknowledge, Heavenly Father, that these means of grace are sometimes taken for granted by us, and we pray that we would value them and always give thanks to God for them. As we're saying in the morning, help us, O God, to be thankful. Help us to have that sense of constant gratitude as we remember that salvation is not of our doing. It is the doing of the Lord. And may it be marvellous in our eyes, O God. May we constantly live with a sense of utter astonishment that God should do so great a thing that is described in the scriptures as the gospel, the good news, the news that Christ has come and that he is coming again, and that he is doing, continuing to do the work in heaven that he began to do upon the earth. So as we worship now, help us to have that spirit of meekness, to receive the engrafted word which is able to save our souls. We confess our sins, so many to confess in detail. They are more than can be numbered. We know some of them, and God knows all of them. And so we confess, O God, and if our sins done in ignorance by us need that confession and that need that cleansing also, we know, O God, that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin, all our sins, every single one of them dealt with and washed away in that fountain for uncleanness, the blood of Jesus Christ. So we seek mercy and grace once again, O God, for ourselves, for the church and the world in these days, for our rulers over us, for our families. We love them. We want them to be saved. We want to see them in glory. And above all, this is our desire for them and our prayer for them now. So help us to pray, to praise, to read, to listen, and to worship. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. We're going to read further in the Acts of the Apostles. In chapter 1, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, and reading from the beginning of the chapter. In Acts chapter 1 we read these verses. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Spirit had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then they returned unto to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John, Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And we'll leave the reading there at that point. Now, the intimations are, as usual, our Wednesday meeting at 7 p.m. And next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and again at 4:30 p.m., these services will all be recorded services. The venue where we gather on Wednesday evenings and on Sunday afternoons, that venue apparently is closed until the 12th of July. So all the services this coming week are recorded messages. And so we welcome you to attend upon these services. And if there are any newcomers listening in, perhaps for the first time, then we welcome you also. We're glad to have you hearing the Word of God as we try to keep the Word week by week in the congregation. Well, these are the notices, and we shall continue to sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 115. And we're going to sing from verse 8 to the end of the psalm, verses 8 to 18, Psalm 115, to God's praise.